This is my old Kentucky home in honor of the Kentucky Derby coming up this weekend. So PMC Live for Thursday, May 2nd. This is our show. We're going to talk about Petersburg Medical Center programs, initiatives, things going on. And I'm joined in the studio today by Petersburg Medical Center CEO Phil Hofstetter. Welcome to you.
Thank
and
you.
We also have a couple of graduating nursing students, Adam Axmaker, Carolyn Kernvick. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Thanks.
So it is graduation season, and you guys are graduating today, I understand.
We are.
That's
we
correct.
Made it. Last finals taken yesterday, and then we have our graduation ceremony tonight.
Congratulations. So what about this program? How long does it go? It's through the university system. What is, tell people about how does it work?
This program's through UAA. Mm-hmm. It's a two-year program. I think we are UAA's 13th or 14th offshoot site for this nursing program. So 2 years long, four semesters. It consists of conferencing, video conferencing into Anchorage to professors there. We have our two local nursing faculty, Nicole Mattingly and Rosa Nimi, who have been leading us on this epic journey. We had plenty of lab clinical days at our local hospital, as well as trips to Anchorage, to ANMC, and to Bartlett and Juneau.
Okay, and do you end up as an RN? What do you end up with at the end of this program, Adam?
Well, after the graduation, it makes you eligible to take the NCLEX, which is the national exam, to become an RN, a registered nurse, yes.
Okay, all right.
So we have an associate's, but that you can achieve your registered nursing license with an associate's.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and all the while you're doing work at the medical center, or?
Well, I was a full-time student, but I know Adam, for instance, worked at the same time.
Yeah, it's a little bit different for all of us. I was working at the medical center as a nurse's aide through the program, which is kind of nice, getting a little more experience that way. But yeah, it's a little different for everybody.
Okay. How's it been?
We've had some ups, we've had some downs,
yeah, okay.
Some tears, some smiles. It's been an incredible journey, though. The four of us, walking into the program, I don't think any of us really knew each other.
Mm-hmm.
But now we have a good bond. It was a good group, good bonding.
Yeah.
Some hard work.
Oof, duh.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. It was a lot more than I expected. We, Carolyn and I, we have bachelor's degrees, and this associate's program was just so much more work than I had anticipated after even getting a bachelor's. So it was good, though.
It's been an incredible learning experience.
Mm-hmm. Great. And now, do you work at the medical center afterwards with this degree, or how does that work?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's okay. The plan. That's
right.
The plan, yeah.
Three of us are planning to stay in Petersburg, and then we have one flying the coop. She's headed down south to go pursue other options, Audrey Morton, but okay. she'll do awesome down there.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Phil, how does this program fit into feeding the pipeline of talent at the medical center?
Yeah, I mean, it's incredible. You have local hire. We've been really focused on developing workforce development, and, Petersburg has a long history of that. We were at the foundation meeting, the annual meeting. We heard Sue Paulson talk about early on the first hospital was started by an RN, back in the early 1900s, and then developing that legacy on and just seeing this cohort of folks join. Adam's, mom was an RN, and mm-hmm. We have a lot of folks that grew up here in Petersburg, part of the cohort, and just starting that through a UAA program is just simply amazing. It really adds to the quality of care in our local community hospital. So can't say enough good things about it.
Is the need still out there to fill these jobs?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the things that is simply amazing to me is, a lot of communities really struggle. RNs filling nursing programs in general, a lot of facilities, especially small rural facilities, rely on traveling nurses. And to have such a strong nursing program here from the CNA program, as Adam mentioned, he's a CNA, and now into developing into an RN is really unique and something that Petersburg should be extremely proud of. And, it lends itself to the quality of care as well. So, and that's something you just cannot purchase elsewhere. So it's truly a community-based effort. And I'm very excited to see everyone kind of staying on at Petersburg. And even though, you know, she's going to explore some other areas, maybe she'll come back at some point. So,
oh, she'll be back.
You know. So.
Well, so you mentioned graduations tonight. Can people come and wish you well?
Absolutely. A graduation will be upstairs Elks at 6 o'clock. The ceremony will probably start a little bit after. There'll be appetizers and short, sweet ceremony, and hopefully all goes well.
All right. Great. What else about this program we should tell about? We miss anything important?
There's another.
Oh, there's yeah, another, there's another yeah. round oh, yeah. coming up. Okay. So the program will continue in town, which is so awesome. It's not one and done. We're going to continue, or the PMC partnering with UA is going to continue this. And we heard there's 4 applicants for next year, another 2-year program. And we're really excited for them to get started, and we'll help them along their way.
Yeah.
If they...
yeah. What's your advice have at the back end of this?
Oh, gosh.
Time management.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good one.
That's the main thing. And if you're interested in this program in the future, you know, you can start working on your prereqs now, you know, for the following cohorts.
Okay, great. All right. And congratulations on that. I want to talk to Phil a couple more things about sure. medical center stuff, if that's all right. I know another staffing thing is there's another physician who's on staff.
Right.
Finally,
right? Yeah. So over, I believe it predates my arrival for over a year. We've been vacant for a full-time physician. So we're very excited to have Dr. Selena Burt join us just a couple of weeks ago. She's getting settled and starting to see patients. So, she joined. So we're back up to 4 physicians, full-time physicians here.
What's her background? Where does she come from?
She comes from a small critical access hospital out of Texas. But she has also been in Wyoming, worked in Wyoming. And so she's used to the small critical access hospital. It's very similar in size to PMC. And I believe she was there about 7-8 years. And so we're very fortunate to have an experienced a physician join our group. And, you know, she came up for a site visit in around Christmas time, I believe. Actually, she was at the Christmas party, if I'm not mistaken, and just really enjoyed it. And that's actually, you know, even though it's a fun time for Petersburg, it's a tough time for Alaska because it's dark. And immediately it sounds like, you know, her and her family really enjoyed the experience, and very excited to come up and join our team.
As you mentioned, it was vacant for a while. Did that put a pretty big strain on the other 3 physicians?
Oh, very much so. Very much so. The risk with having a vacant position, a vacant physician position, is just the burden goes to the other physicians. And then we have to have a traveling physician. And every time you have a traveling physician, they come in, they have to get trained, and it's expensive, and you have to have housing, and you have to have a car, and it's very much a drain for the staff and the community too.
Okay, so going forward, fully staffed for a while, you hope?
For a while, yes. Yeah, you're right. That's the goal, is to stay fully staffed and even grow as we need to if there's access issues or availability of appointment issues. You know, we certainly would like to think about maybe even adding more to the team, just so that we can make sure we meet that need.
Okay, great. What else is going on at the medical center? I know you've had some elevator work done. Is that still going on? Or
thank you for bringing that up. We just finished that today.
Okay.
Ahead of schedule. We have our facilities director, Mike, right on them. They made sure they were coming in early, and the group was excellent. They got the job done, and already I think it's back to working. Actually, checked it myself. I went on.
It's safe.
You pushed the button and got it. You went on the elevator, make sure that we didn't get stuck. So no, it should be all good.
Okay.
Yep.
Great. And you also have another community cafe coming up next week.
Yeah, that's a big one. I'd really like to have community, come out and participate in these community cafes. It's an opportunity to share in the conversation, and it's not just a presentation style. What we'd like to focus on in this particular topic is obviously what's happening at the legislative with the budget and the impacts to rural healthcare, but to really kind of drive the conversation, not just about the impacts to healthcare, but you know, what are some things that maybe as a community we may be able to do you know, think about the future of healthcare? You know, we can talk about future models of healthcare, and healthcare is expensive. And if the state cuts, there's going to be a trickle effect no matter what. Can we actually, as a community, stay ahead of that curve and maybe become progressive and partner with the state in some innovative, kind of models of healthcare? And so the idea is to present maybe some ideas of future models of healthcare that are occurring around the nation, what does that look like, and could Petersburg maybe explore some of those options? And I'd love to hear from the community to see if that's something that maybe we could do. And we're going to have a representative from the Alaska State Nursing Home and Hospital Association, Jeannie. She's helped us a couple of times present, and then, you know, based off of that feedback from that community cafe, you know, I'd like to go to the state and say, hey, you know, we had a conversation at the community level. You know, this is something, you know, could we partner and drive an innovative conversation about a future healthcare model? You know, something like that. And I don't know what it is. I don't have a solution, but I'm asking the community maybe come out and talk about that.
What's for instance, what's being done elsewhere in the country?
Well, there are some models where they have something called like a global budget, you know, where you have a certain amount of funding. You say, here, this is the funding we'll give you. You just provide healthcare, and you know that's a future model. There's different ways. It's not that simple, obviously, but there's different ways that it applies. Oregon is doing some interesting things certain parts of Oregon are doing some interesting things in that area. So that's an example of a kind of a future budget or future model. There's ACOs where they have payers such as Medicaid or Medicare, Premera, you know, these insurers or the commercial payers are maybe looking at bundled payments where they say, here, the same concept. You we'll give you a per member per month model for doing this care, and you just do the care, and you have to meet these needs. So that's a future model that's kind of been going on for a few years out there. Medicare is really driving that.
Okay. All right. Time, place?
Yep. So it'll be May 9th, next Thursday. We're going to have it at the Assembly, the Chambers.
Week from today. Week and from... two sessions like usual, or just one?
We're going to shoot for one session this time at 6 p.m., right? Kelsey, I'm looking at Kelsey. Yeah.
So. Okay. And Assembly Chambers, you said?
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
Great. All right. Anything else about that or other things to highlight?
I don't think so. Anything I'm missing? Kelsey over there. Yeah, there's a lot of things going on, but those are the highlights.
Okay.
Yep.
Great. Well, thank you all for coming in today. Congratulations on graduating. And
thank you.
Yeah, thanks you can hear PMC Live again the first Thursday of every month.